Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we'll be talking Riley County business as we have Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki joining us here in studio today. Catherine, good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, let me get your mic on. There we go.
Okay, good morning.
There we go. It's nice to see you once again, and we have a guest in studio with us as well, also from Riley County. This is Community Corrections Intensive Supervision Officer. That's a long title. Sarah Darnell. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about a bunch of things here, but I wanted to invite Sarah in today because there's a really neat program I learned about for the first time last week, and I thought this would be a good spot to, you know, talk a little bit more in depth about it, and that is the Protective Home Program in Riley County, which Sarah is a part of.
Yes. Yeah, so in 2017, Riley County Community Corrections developed a program called Protective Homes, which primarily serves our youth that are taken in as children in need of care between the ages of 0 to 18. The time frame that these homes serve is that initial 72 hours after a child is needing placement till they can have a court hearing, which allows DCF, law enforcement to continue investigations, determine long-term goals and plans with the children, and whether or not they can reintegrate into the home. So we have about 16 volunteer families currently who open their homes to our kids, and we are beginning another round of recruitment so that we can hopefully get a few more homes ready and available so that if we have to call, we have plenty of options.
All right. Is this something you just do each year this time or this time of year, or is this something that happens just kind of whenever?
We kind of do it whenever. Our agency oversees the juvenile intake and assessment, and so basically, when we feel there's a need to kind of recruit some new homes this time of year, they tend to get a little busier, so it becomes more and more difficult to place children consistently. So we have felt the need to try and get at least a few more homes on board so that when we call, we are less likely to have to transport our children outside of the community or separate sibling sets. So we just like to have plenty of options available. So right now we're starting a training 2 nights in the end of January. And then we would also start some background checks. So we figured that right now would be a good time to open up the opportunity for people to sign up if they're interested.
All right. Of course, maybe it's not for everybody, but this might be something that, you know, I can't think of anything more noble to do here than to open your door to a kid in need, because a lot of these kids are in circumstances that we can't even imagine.
Correct. We have several cases of abuse and neglect. Some just don't have a parent or caregiver, responsible adult available to provide that guidance and oversight. There are numerous and variety of options that, or situations that kids come to our care. We do have really strong partnerships with some community agencies that helps to provide assistance to these homes through supplies, financial support, to make sure that everybody has the resources available to be able to take in these children without a bunch of burden on their own, financially or with clothing, food. We have a partnership with Daniel Keating Foundation. They provide a lot of financial support for our agency, as well as they've given starter totes to some of our families with baby supplies, things that people don't necessarily have on hand unless they have a baby, as well as gift cards for our teenage children that we take in, adolescents, so that they can go pick out their own clothing to get them through the next 72 hours. And then we have a partnership with Westview Community Church that puts together bags of clothing and supplies that get children through 72 hours. They all through donations from their church, and they have it sorted for us by gender, size, and season, and they rotate them out for us. So we have some really strong partnerships in the community that we appreciate a lot.
Well, that's great to hear. And this sounds like this program would be something that would be of interest to maybe somebody who's considering being a foster parent? Would you say that's safe to say?
Yes. It's a foot in the door without having to commit to the long-term uncertainty of foster care. No one, you know, if you have an idea that that's something that you want to do, it definitely helps to kind of pave that way and see if it's something that's a good fit for your family. Our program, the Protective Home Program, is only that initial 72 hours, and then the child would either return home or be placed elsewhere determined by the court. A lot of our families, well, several, have gone on to become licensed foster homes. Some have just stayed as just a protective home, knowing that that short time frame is what works best for their family's need. So, yeah, it definitely is a good foot in the door.
You know, I think a lot of us, myself included, are a little disconnected from some of these situations that kids find themselves in. How often do they go from home to home in these types of situations, would you say?
We use our protective homes. I mean, it's kind of a cycle. Right now, we're using them about once a month. Sometimes we'll go through a cycle where we'll have several a month, or have taken several kids in a sibling set that we're trying not to separate. Once they are placed in a protective home, we try to keep them in that protective home for that initial 72 hours. And it's really important, because prior to this program, we were transporting kids across the state. We were having sibling sets split up and separated across cities, removing them from their local schools, their friendships. And so a traumatic event becomes even more traumatic, because we're removing them from everything they know. So we have been fortunate with the families we have to be able to place a kid and keep them there for that time frame where they're getting questions and they don't know what's going to happen. So
stability is so important in a child's life. And, you know, this obviously can help provide at least some of that for at least for a little while. But what a wonderful opportunity. You said it's been around since 2017.
That's when we initially started our local program. There are several counties and judicial districts across the state that have implemented similar programs. But 2017 is when our director, Shelley Williams, took the initiative to begin that recruitment and really start stabilizing a program to serve the children in our community.
All right. You said those next class dates, January 20th and the 27th, are coming up. Those will be 6 to 9 p.m. So what does the training entail there?
So we typically will have our Riley County assistant or deputy attorney, Bethany Fields, will come and explain what is a child in need of care, what does that judicial system and process look like, because this is the first time that a lot of the families that are volunteering for us have had any kind of involvement with the legal system. We usually have Dr. Wassum or another psychiatrist come and explain trauma and appropriate ways of processing with children, processing yourself, because a lot of times you take on what your children are bringing into the home. We have had DCF come, so a lot of information. We typically will work in fingerprinting, so that's not an extra obligation for these families to have to make yet another time available for us to meet with them. And then it's a lot of information.
Okay. Well, what a wonderful program. Again, it's the Riley County Protective Home Program. And the press release that was sent out last week says, ideally, you'd like to have about 20 to 25 homes in the program. You're right about 16?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So anyone hearing this and, you know, hopefully they'll consider reaching out. What's the best way of getting in contact with you guys?
Well, specifically, I would say we are definitely in need of homes that are able to take adolescents. Okay. We obviously, any age will welcome, but we for sure need homes able to take in adolescents 10 to 18. They can reach out to the Riley County Community Corrections. My specific phone number is 785-565-6873. They're welcome to give me a call, and I can provide more information and get them the link to the referral form. It is also listed on our Riley County Facebook page. There's a flyer with a QR code that should be able to just be scanned and taken to the referral form, and then from there I'll reach out and provide more information.
Okay. Are you located in the jail there, at the police department? Or
we are above the community commissioner, county commissioners.
Oh, okay.
in the 115 North 4th Street, we are on the second floor of the commission building.
Okay, very good. Well, this is very eye-opening stuff, and I hope folks will hear this and consider reaching out to them, because what a wonderful opportunity to help kids in our community. Some of the most needy. We always hear about this time of year, reaching out to those in need. This is it right here.
Yes, this is a wonderful way to help support the children and families of our communities, try and keep kids in their community reintegrated with their homes and together as siblings. So we definitely welcome any opportunities for volunteers.
Well, Catherine, as a commissioner, this has to make you pretty happy that knowing that something like this exists in our county.
Yes, it does. And the children of our community are very important. And that's a very great program. I'm really excited about it.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the information here. If you'll stick around for just one segment, just in case we get any calls here, if people want to know more about it.
Absolutely.
All right. More here on In Focus, and we'll get into Riley County business as well with Catherine Fokey in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.